that I've been concerned about your health. Is Learfield is Learfield covering your blood pressure medication? Because after the last few weeks, I think you might need some.
So it was funny. I was actually talking to some people last night, and they asked me the same thing. They're like, do you get overtime for all these overtimes? So I counted. That's 7 overtimes, which is 35 minutes, which is almost a full game. So I'm thinking about putting on my next invoice an extra game on my invoice so I can get a little bit extra. No, it's – you know what? This is awesome. This is why we do this for stuff like that. And all the credit goes to the players out on the floor. They were just fantastic. Man, what a game last night, right? What a run that was for the Cowgirls. What a year of basketball in Wyoming. Holy cow, right? It's great.
This team is really – they were really clicking later on in the season, and I felt like teams didn't really want to play them. They had a little bit of a stumble in the Mountain West tournament. I was hoping they would have beaten Colorado State there, but, you know, they happened to get hot at the right time. But this is a team that very easily could have won last night. In fact, as a Wyoming homer, I will say should have won it in the second overtime. But kind of tell us what you've noticed as far as the development of this program over the last season.
Well, I think you have to go back even further to what Joe Legursky instilled, and Gerald Mattinson just kind of took it over these last 3 years, especially these last 2 years, to a next level with an NCAA tournament. And the seasons kind of mirrored each other, right? The last couple of years where it was kind of trying to figure things out through non-conference and early conference play. And then Gerald would always tell me, we want to be playing our best basketball late February and into March. And that's exactly what's happened. And to your point about last night, I get pretty emotional if you listen to the broadcast. And was it a foul in the I think it was a bad call on that 3-point attempt, because Charisma Osborne was trying to draw a foul, right? I mean, that's all she was doing. She had no chance of making that shot. Did Alba reach in before she went straight up? Probably so. But boy, what a bad time. All the things you could have called throughout the game, and that's the one we're talking about. It just stinks that it came down to that. But back to the original question about how this kind of played out towards the end of the year. It's just the way they want to do it. Look, if your goal is to get to the NCAA tournament, there's really only one way to do that in the Mountain West, and that's win the Mountain West tournament. You got to be playing your best there. You got to put yourselves in the best position to do that. And they did that this year. They finished third, had a good draw, and just came up short. But I mean, the future looks bright for this team. They've got a lot coming back, and we don't know about the three seniors. They have the opportunity to come back with the COVID year. I'm sure they'll weigh out their options, and they've got big things coming up in their futures in terms of their line of work. Is if you see the majors of those three young women, they're going to be pretty darn successful.
Keith Kelly, play-by-play voice of the Wyoming Cowgirls basketball program, on the air today with First Bank Wyoming Sports Friday. Keith, when you look at the game last night, and I mean the heartbreak that had to be after that game, and you guys talked about the second overtime, but you had the lead towards the end of regulation, they had the lead towards the end of the first overtime, and they just couldn't quite close out UCLA. But I mean, the heart and determination is something that stood out to me from these athletes, not only just in last night's game, but I mean all season long. The fact that they are in those games, it's quite the team.
They really take on the mentality of this entire state, don't they? I mean, the heart, you said it. I can't say it any better than what you did. They're not going to quit at all. And we've seen it all year. I can remember their first game back from COVID when they played New Mexico, like the absolute worst team you'd want to play coming back from a 2.5-3 week COVID break when, you know, 8-9 of your players are coming back from being sick. And they got down 17, I think, in the fourth quarter. They came all the way back and made things really, really interesting. They just don't quit. It's amazing to watch, and they've got really, really good talent as well. One thing I liked about last night, I mean, a year ago, UCLA blew Wyoming out in the first round of the NCAA tournament. I know both teams have changed, and I know UCLA's lost a big player to the WNBA, but a large portion of that team was still back. Wyoming belonged on the same floor with UCLA last night, and that was proven. And you mentioned it, into regulation, they're up by three with a minute and a half to go. Into first and second overtimes, they had three-point leads. If they could have made that a two-possession game, whether it be, you know, free throws kind of hurt them, some turnovers, if they could have gotten it to a two-possession game, any one of those times, they win the game.
I totally agree. I totally agree with you, Keith. Yeah. You talk about the talent and the talent level, and of course, some of that, or a lot of that, coming from in-state, which is makes people extra proud, I think, for Wyoming folks. You got Tommy Olsen, McKinley Bradshaw, Allison Fertig. And when you look at the talent potentially returning next year, kind of walk us through that. Who's coming back? Who has the potential to come back? You got some young players like Melamon, who impressed me. I think she's going to be a scorer moving forward. But you see him a lot more than we do. Kind of walk us through some of the players that are going to be building on the success next year.
All right, I'll do as best I can here. So you got the three seniors, Alba, Tommy, and Quinn. They have the opportunity to come back. I don't know. And I've asked around, and that's just going to be their decision. If I had to guess on that, and we love to speculate, right? If I had to guess, I would say Alba probably not. Quinn, I'd lean better than 50-50. Tommy, maybe right at that 50-50 coming back. You know, McKinley Bradshaw, I mean, boy, I love watching her play. And I think the last time I was with you guys, I said she's got the sweetest looking shot in the Mount West. It is something. Every time she shoots it, you think it's going to go in. Good sophomores. I thought Marta Savic gave them some good minutes last night when Allison got in foul trouble. She was strong enough inside to really handle UCLA's post player. I'd like to see, you know, some of those sophomores make that jump with Marta and Paula. Ola Ustalska coming off the season-ending injury. I think she was poised to be possibly the sixth player of the year in the Mountain West the way she was playing. I think she's going to come back if she can, you know, if she's doing well in her recovery from the ACL. If she can get over that mental block coming up to start next year, I think she's going to be a big-time player. Allison's... Wow. I don't know what we can say more about her. She's just going to continue to get better and continue to get better. Emily Melama, yeah, I'm 100%. If Tommy doesn't come back, Emily's going to be the point guard for this team, and she's got really, really good potential. Tess Barnes is one. It'll be interesting to see. I forgot about Grace Ellis, the other Australian. She put in some really, really good minutes. Tess Barnes, he has got a really, really good looking shot. She's just got to kind of figure some things out defensively. But she's got some potential. Tell you what, folks, they've got a couple shooters coming in. The name skips me from Hayes, Kansas, but they've got one from Colorado as well that's been with the team this semester. Grace Moyers is her name. She can flat out shoot. Remember the name Grace Moyers. She can shoot. She may have been the best shooter on the team that just couldn't play. Remember that name. That's going to be a big-time get. She can flat-out shoot, guys.
You know, Keith, the off-seasons now are so different than they used to be. And we've seen this on the Cowboys, on the men's team. But the transfer portal has completely changed college basketball. So now as the Cowgirls head into the off-season, do you see the transfer portal impacting this team as much as it has the men's?
You know, I don't think so. Interesting conversation, and this is just one example. And I know Marta Savic didn't play a lot this year. She was hurt at the beginning of the year, and they had some big expectations from her. But her best friend is Carla Arjevets. And Carla, if you remember, was the starting point guard, got sick, and Tommy took over and never relinquished that spot. And Carla decided to transfer to Miami. And she told Marta that she was a reason why Marta Kate wanted to come to Wyoming. But she told her, it's like, kind of regretted that decision. And she told Marta, like, you know, you need to stick around. I mean, even if things aren't going your way, stick around, because that was And I know Miami made the NCAA tournament this year. Carla had a good year, but I think there's a little bit of regret on that decision that she made. The grass isn't always greener, right, on the other side. I don't think it's going to be a huge impact on the Cowgirls. It might be. I just don't see it as a huge one because I think of the culture that this staff has built. They really like it, and I think they know they can compete in the Mountain West Conference. They know they can get to an NCAA tournament. They know they can make a run in the postseason. Plus, some will go on and play, like Alba will go try and play professionally overseas. Some of these players might go play professional basketball. They're there to get an education, and they're there for their future in the business world. They just happen to play basketball and be really, really good at it. I think that's something to look at. Could it be? Yeah, it could be. I don't think it'll have a huge impact, though.
Keith Kelly with the Wyoming Cowgirls basketball program, radio play-by-play. Keith, thank you for your time this morning. It was a pleasure to have you on our airwaves out here in Western Wyoming this season and on last night for that heartbreak triple overtime loss. But look forward to next year already.
You guys absolutely rock. Thank you so much for having me on, and anytime. Thank you so much.
It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SVI Radio Network.